our next guest represents the most different local restaurants. And there's even one more that I wasn't sure of. Al Cohen with us, the owner of the Wits End, Gabby's, and Kaz's. And there are three Wits Ends, which I didn't know. Tasha filled me in. Tasha Smeagol joins us as well. Tasha's Al's daughter. And you do a lot of the marketing stuff, but staying pretty busy. There's a Wits End, which we knew about in Macon, but I didn't know this. There's one in Taylorville. Oh, I've got to turn your mics on. That's on me. So one in Taylorville. How about that?
Yep, there's one down in Taylorville, and so there's three all together. I actually forgot there's one more business, too, that we had forgotten about.
You mentioned a laundromat. I didn't realize
the laundromat and the Anchor.
I forgot to mention. Oh, you're the Anchor Inn owner?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's, how about that? Al, how did you get into the restaurant world?
I went to work at a Lum's restaurant in 1970.
And it was Lum's?
It was Lum's, yes. In Champaign.
Oh, okay. I say it. I hadn't heard.
I bought the Lum's here in 79. It was
okay.
So I've been doing it for 50 years.
And did you just start? When you add these, you're adding more to your plate. Every time you go, and you got some other things you're going to tell us about that are in the works, but you just don't like sitting at home not doing anything. Clearly,
yeah, I don't sit home much.
What was the order of these? What did you have? What did you own first?
What I owned first? Well, actually, the first one I bought was Lum's.
Okay,
on Pershing Road in 79.
It's now Gabby's.
And then
now Gabby's. And then I bought the Double L, which was a bar across from Caterpillar, in 85. I sold it in 99.
Okay.
It's just one more now.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Bought the Anchor in 91. I bought Witz on East William in 97. And then I opened another restaurant in Taylorville in 97. And then I bought Kaz's about a year and a half ago.
Oh, okay.
You forgot Witz and Macon.
Witz and Macon's been about 5 years.
So all the restaurants you have bought, you didn't necessarily open any of them from scratch.
Oh yeah.
Or did you? Did you?
All of them. Oh, when
you okay, so you bought them and you created.
Oh, not Witz though. Witz was open also.
Witz was an existing one. I've owned it for 21 years.
Gotcha. Did you change Lum's to Gabby's in 79? Has that been Gabby's that long?
No, I changed it in 91.
91. Okay, I thought I remembered. It was something before Gabby's.
It was
the
stage. Lum's actually went broke as an entity.
Oh, okay.
And then I shut it down and remodeled it and reopened it as Gabby's.
Lum's franchise went broke.
Is Gabby's franchise? Is it?
No.
So
no.
Where'd that name come from?
There was three partners, George, Al, and Buster.
Oh, okay.
G-A-B.
Okay.
And my oldest daughter put another B-Y-S on it.
Yeah, it's a
called it Gabby's.
You know, I think young people don't think about Gabby's all the time. I used to go there a lot when I was a kid. My grandparents loved it.
Yeah, it's an old folks' home.
Well, it's what you build it as, right?
That's right.
Having success, I know. You know, when it comes to voting online, Gabby's didn't get a whole lot of love because hey, they're not. It's all about going on there and catching the people that are online, right?
That's true. We can maybe do a better job with it. Gabby's does actually have a Facebook page, but it doesn't get a lot of action.
You do what you do.
It serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah. I would say and there's always cars there.
Yes,
it's really not expensive.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I mean, you know, especially the senior menu, you get a drink and dessert and everything together. So
Wits End, I think that's a Decatur classic as well.
Yes.
And you've had that since, was that 97, you said?
97. June 1 of 97.
Did you create that from scratch? That's when it first opened? No, was the one you said had already existed.
That one's existed.
It was more of a bar, though, really. Dad's really built that up as a restaurant.
Yeah, it was 30% liquor and 70% liquor and 30% food.
Okay.
And after they went to no smoking, it's turned around and it's 15% liquor and 85% food.
Well, I've been there obviously, and I know the wings are, you know, they were in our Wing King, very underrated wings. Something a lot of people maybe didn't even know about. They got these great wings.
We were number two years in a row.
Yeah. I mean, it's
we're fried chicken this year, number two.
Is that right?
Yeah,
that's
for
great.
The Herald and Review thing.
Yeah, Reader's Choice, absolutely. Are the other Wits End just like this one? I mean,
yeah,
same menu.
Same menu.
Gotcha. And then Kaz's, what? You thought a year and a half ago you're going to get into the pizza world? That's what I don't have yet.
A friend of mine said they were interested in selling, and I took a look at it and decided it was worth buying.
Okay.
Okay. And since we bought it, we've added another room for banquets.
Okay.
We can do banquets up to 100 people. We don't charge for the room other than so much for your food.
Okay.
And we're in the process of remodeling the kitchen, and we're going to put a complete steak menu in. Ribs.
Causes has a serious change coming.
Yes.
And this is, and you're kind of, we get to announce it, you know, since we had the end of it. Will pizza still be part of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I still keep pizza, but it don't have fried chicken on a daily basis. It'll have chicken. It'll have prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays, and ribeyes every day, sirloins.
You guys already have the prime rib on Friday and Saturday, though.
Yeah, Causes?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're doing that right now. We have been for about a year.
Okay.
And
there's not a lot of places in the Mount Zion area to get steak.
Mm-mm.
Nowhere.
Yeah. In fact, some of them have downgraded their menus, like as far as the amount of food they have in that area. I think this is pretty cool. When it comes to running multiple restaurants, there's an art to it. I mean, would you say you had to make a lot of mistakes to start having success?
Oh, yeah. Have I been broke? Yes.
Well, it sounds like things are going pretty well right now. Tasha, you told me, like, you're just there to help out.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I pretty much am kind of the person behind the Facebook, you know? So
yeah.
if you actually contact us via Facebook, you're probably really contacting me.
Yeah.
And we don't do probably a whole ton with that, but we do a little bit. We have a few followers. I'm really excited. I actually put this really cool thing on about the new banquet hall on Facebook. I lived it the first night we were there, had a DJ. It was so cool. And I was like, oh, we're going to get all these people that are going to want to come use this room. And then Facebook said, no, you don't own the music, and let me post it.
Yeah, this welcome to our world. We've stumbled into that trap many times. Yeah. Do you have more of the building and you've knocked some walls down? Or have you?
No, we just took another side.
Okay. Gotcha.
Added on, where they're actually, right straight next to it, has its own entrance, but you can also enter through the restaurant.
Okay.
So either way.
So you've added a door, essentially, but it's not the current restaurant you've made some of the banquet hall.
Added on, yes.
Gotcha.
It was an empty building there right next to in the shop in that strip mall.
Yeah, that's, we had Andrew Chiligaris on with the Lincoln Lounge, and their third room is constantly booked with different things. And that's, you know, you're on the other side of town for that.
Yeah.
So that's phenomenal. Do you let people bring in birthday party goodies and all that stuff probably for that? Yeah, I mean.
They're just really, 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 like, I think it's like, you know, $250 or spend $250. I mean, that's about it.
And the room is
free.
And it's very nice. Brand new.
Yeah.
Brand new bathrooms. It's
perfect.
Looks cool when the DJ's in there. It's got a little bar.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you have a DJ in a bar, there's about room for about 75 with the round tables.
Okay.
If you don't, if you're having like a meeting during the day, seating for about 100.
You can set it up however they want.
Yeah.
Al, I think the most important thing about a restaurant is your chef. So you've had to go get a lot of chefs. I mean, is it you and other people that can train somebody that's pretty good in the kitchen, or do you just keep finding good people?
We just keep finding good people.
Yeah.
And we have a kitchen manager in each store.
Yeah.
Okay. And they train the other help, and
usually a very trusted person.
Yeah, yeah. You've done this a time or two. You've been broke.
More than once. I've reached my limit, so I'm not going to expand anymore.
Not doing that again, yeah.
He says that now.
Well, that's okay. 5 restaurants you can go to. Wits End in Taylorville, Wits End in Macon, Wits End on East William Street, Gabby's on Pershing Road, and Causes in Mount Zion. You spread it out. It's a little bit everything, but it does sound like one consistent thing is you're a fan of fried chicken, aren't you? Good fried chicken.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it everywhere. I know that's a Gabby's classic. So add it on. Well, congratulations. Anything you want to touch on? I mean, you mentioned everything at Causes. Anything marketing wise you want to?
No, we'd love for them to go out and like our pages though, and stay tuned for more information on that banquet hall.
Yeah,
it really is awesome opportunity.
And the upgraded Causes menu.
Yeah.
Well, great to meet you, Al. Thanks a lot for coming in.
We're
gonna give some gift certificates away here as we get rolling on in the show, because for all 3 places, you have given us gift cards to give away to be tournament of grub featured like this. So it works out well. So we're gonna give those away.